Morning, Corin. Well, today we're looking at a big cost overrun for the construction of the Waimea Dam, which Tasman District ratepayers may have to fork out for. This is a controversial project and it's taken about 20 years to get off the ground. But in a nutshell, it's intended to bring water to farms and orchards west of Nelson. Construction on this dam started last year, but there's been a bit of a spanner in the works. Excavations on the dam site have turned up rock which is unsuitable for drainage layers of the dam. And that means that rock from elsewhere will have to be brought in by truck to the construction site. That's mainly responsible for a $25 million increase in the cost of the project, which pushes the total bill up to nearly $130 million. It had been agreed that ratepayers and local farmers would roughly share the cost of building the dam, but the Mayor of the Tasman District Council, Tim King, told Eric Frickberg it's the council that will have to pay for most of the cost overruns.
We're responsible to carry the cost overruns past $3 million, so that's the position that we're in.
So how do you feel about that?
Obviously extremely disappointed. You know, this has been a 20-year project. There's been a huge amount of time and resources and effort from a huge number of people to get it firstly approved and the work that's been done to date. So yeah, hugely disappointing to be facing this sort of overrun.
How determined are you then to press on?
Well, I think we're in a position now, given the stage of the project, where pressing on is pretty much the only option. We, like a number of parts of the country, are facing consistent and continuous issues with water availability, particularly over the summer period. Last year was an extreme drought. This year is also very dry. So investing in this long-term infrastructure, I believe, is crucially important.
Would you be likely to get the Waimea Irrigators Limited, representing the farmers in the area, to increase their contribution above the $3
million? We'll be talking to all the funders that are part of the project and exploring whatever options we can to try and bridge the gaps between what was budgeted and what the total cost now looks like.
That's the Mayor of the Tasman District, Tim King. And Corin, as I mentioned, a pretty controversial project. Some ratepayers just weren't keen on this from the outset, so they won't be pleased about this latest development. And look, Tim King says when any time a project in local government runs over budget, there's going to be criticism, but he says he remains committed to the project. If it's completed, the Waimea Dam will be able to store 13 billion litres of water, which is more than 5,000 Olympic swimming pools.
Sheesh. Now, Fonterra using new technology to monitor farmers' milk vats. Tell us more.
The dairy company's partway through installing a new system of measuring just how much milk its 10,000 farmer shareholders are producing. This is so it knows how to organise its deployment of milk tankers efficiently. The online system also assesses the temperature of milk and the degree to which it's been stirred in vats to ward off separation of cream. Richard Allen heads the company's Farm Source subsidiary, and he says this new equipment will have several advantages.
One is to give our farmers, I guess, the visibility of their own data. This is allowing farmers to get early warning signals around any temperature failures or any, you know, issues with their vat. But it also allows the co-op to drive a lot of efficiencies with respect to our tanker and our milk collection. By knowing exactly what's on farm at any given time, we can schedule our tankers more efficiently. Obviously, benefits there from a cost perspective, benefits from an environmental and sustainability perspective as well.
Does this mean that in the past, when you sent your tankers out, you were kind of flying blind, you didn't know just how much milk was out there?
We couldn't tell the exact literage on every farm. We'd always have the previous day's collection. Farmers also tell us when they're milking and what are the good times to pick up. So we'd have a fair idea as to what would be there, but we never had that exact data.
That's Richard Allen, and that ends the Rural News for this morning.